perspective, how can we ensure that they are... Well, President Obama has talked from the beginning of his first term about partnership in the Americas, working with the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean, not for them. And I think that has seen the emphasis, most recently in the Vice President's trip to Mexico, but throughout the hemisphere, on competitiveness and economic growth. How can we make sure that economies that have grown very rapidly continue to grow, and economies that have been in recession, like our own, get back to real competitiveness in the global economy? One of the most important parts of that is education. We're working very hard with partners in the Americas on education. The President launched his 100,000 Strong in the Americas to have 100,000 students from the United States studying in Latin America and the Caribbean, and vice versa. Working with universities throughout the hemisphere and partners in the United States so that we can ensure that students and young people are prepared for the 21st century economy. And then I think the third area which I would emphasize is citizen security. All the studies throughout the hemisphere show that citizens are very concerned with personal safety and security, whether it's transnational organized crime or local crime. How can we ensure that institutions function better to punish those who are involved in crime and to ensure the safety of all citizens throughout the hemisphere? Finally, I would just note that the map of the world on energy has really changed dramatically in the last decade. And the Western Hemisphere is now at the center of the global energy map, whether we're talking about fossil fuels like oil sands or shale gas or pre-salt discoveries in Brazil, or renewable energy, where this hemisphere is really in the vanguard. So I think those are the subjects that we're talking with our partners about, partners who are increasingly capable of working with us towards common goals.
Can you just give me a few words on what the latest is that the U.S. is doing regarding citizen security?
Certainly. There have been four citizen security initiatives that the President has outlined. They run from the Merida Initiative in Mexico to the Central American Regional Security Initiative, CARSI, in Central America, Caribbean Basin Security Initiative, and, of course, the Colombia Strategic Development Initiative, which really is the grandson, if you will, of Plan Colombia. And we have seen dramatic improvements in security in Colombia. And we believe that things are getting better very slowly in Mexico, cartels that are being broken down, quite a few achievements in Mexico. But in Central America and the Caribbean, there are still grave concerns. And I think the bedrock of those partnerships is how we improve institutions, not just the forces of law and order, as important as they are, whether it's police or military in some countries, but how do we improve the judiciary to be more effective and more efficient and end impunity where that exists? How do we improve prosecutors, defense attorneys, and how do we strengthen communities to resist crime and ensure that young people have another path for their future?
Time now, but that gives us actually a fair amount because we're going to use sound bites.